We appreciate your being patient about getting on the air, and you finally are on.
Well, I'm patient just like Bob was, well, impatient and patient.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say how lucky all of us in the Northeast are that we have had him in our lives. And I have to say that, you know, if I had to make a list of things I remembered and that were actually a part of my life, his show, while I was growing up, would definitely be on it. It's one of those cozy, safe things. It's a comfortable memory, and it, you know, what kept you hooked was it was all those little tidbits and stories that you never knew he was going to have and would make you come back. It was like opening those little blocks on an advent calendar.
That's a very interesting analogy. Very, very good.
Now, the one thing is that I did grow up on a farm, so of course the rooster in the morning and mm-hmm. Frank Atwood and.
Yeah.
And I remember his one of his songs that he loved was Patricia, and I also loved that one. And my father, I think, is the only other person in the world besides Bob who actually read the dictionary, and I would actually find my father sometimes correcting Bob, feeling that, no, he was definitely wrong with his pronunciation.
Yeah.